This was the moment. The passage just read to you from the Bible described the moment when Satan thought he had won. If you remember back a few weeks when we did the song at the end of the thing, you remember? This is the moment. All the demons in the kingdom of darkness slapped each other on the back and grinned demonically. They roared their triumphant approval of their master. Ho, Satan had defeated the plan of God for the salvation of mankind. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior, was dead. The Bible says, the darkness covered the earth for the sun stopped shining. It says that the temple veil was torn in two from the top to the bottom. And Jesus said from the cross, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And then he died. And when he died, the demons of hell squealed their approval. Satan had won. God's plan was destroyed. The gates of hell had overcome the kingdom of God. Jesus was dead. The centurion who stood at the foot of the cross knew that Jesus was dead. He watched it all unfold. He knew from what he saw that something extraordinary had happened on Calvary's lonely hill that day 2,000 years ago. He remarked, "Surely this was a righteous man." He spoke words from Jeremiah chapter 29 or 28 verse 6 over Jesus. He knew that he had watched a righteous man die. But he knew the righteous man was dead. Those who stood at the foot of the cross knew that Jesus was dead. Some of them were overwhelmed by what they saw. They beat their breast in remorse because, like the centurion, they knew that a righteous man had died and they were sorry for it. Others were simply cold and unmoved. Like so many people even today, the news of Christ and his love could not penetrate their frozen souls. But they all knew Jesus was dead. The show was over. The drama finished. So they all went home. They all left except those who knew Jesus. But even those who had followed Jesus knew he was dead. They stood at a distance, a ways off, watching. They heard his last words. They saw his body go limp on the cross. It was over. They knew Jesus was dead. Joseph of Arimathea knew that Jesus was dead. He was one of the members of the Sanhedrin who had not been summoned to Jesus' trial by the high priest. Jesus was sympathetic to Jesus. He was considered weak by the other members of the council, a traitor. So he had been deliberately left out of the events which led to Jesus' crucifixion. But he too knew that Jesus was dead. He, being a member of the council, wealthy and prominent, put everything on the line when he went to Pontius Pilate and asked for Jesus' dead body. He took Jesus' body and placed it in his own tomb because he knew Jesus was dead. See, Jesus was dead. There was no question about it in anyone's mind. From Jesus' closest followers to Satan himself, everyone knew that Jesus Christ was dead. Darkness ruled. It was the hour when darkness ruled. And the great party in hell raged. For Satan had managed, against all the odds, to defeat the plan of God. He had won, and heaven had lost. All hope was gone. For Satan had won, and Jesus was dead. All the host of darkness partied for 3 days and for 3 nights. For during that time, all hope was gone. Jesus was dead. But you listen to me now. Hear ye the good news. Satan is not clairvoyant. He cannot read the mind of God. While he was thinking that he was destroying God's plan, he had all along been doing exactly what God wanted him to accomplish the plan he thought he was defeating. He would soon learn that he had not voided the plan of God by his action, but that his very actions had facilitated the plan of God. No wonder Satan is so mad today. He actually did God's plan by working to kill Christ. For folks, it is through the blood of Jesus and by his death that we are saved. So hear me. Darkness reigned. But it was only, as Jesus said, for an hour. So, the next time that it feels like you have died, the next time when darkness is filling in all the gaps around you, when it seems that there is nothing left in your life but pain and sorrow and darkness, when your health is gone, when your marriage is falling apart, when your job disappears, when the kids are driving you crazy, and when you think salvation is lost, remember the good news. Satan is not clairvoyant. He cannot read the mind of God. And remember, darkness rules for but an hour. For Jesus Christ is alive.